Southern Southeast Alaska's water is great for shellfish. Zabal says the water is cold enough that gooey ducks can be grown year-round. Oysters love it here, too. Not only do oysters have a much lower mortality rate during development than elsewhere, the ones that survive grow big and fat.
There's something about the health of Alaskan waters that impressed me the last time I was here, and it's impressing me even more now that I'm producing in it. And I really don't know what it is. I just know that they're happy.
Right now, Oceans Alaska's small staff is focused on oysters. Previously, the organization purchased larvae from other producers and then raised them into seed for Alaska's oyster farmers. Zabal says now they're going to produce their own larvae on site.
The whole Alaskan industry have been dependent upon bringing in larvae that are ready to set from Washington and Hawaii. And so we're the first ones to start breeding Alaskan oysters in Alaska for Alaska.
Oyster seed is in high demand because ocean acidification is making it more difficult to grow them. Zabal says there's a 70 million seed shortfall among oyster farmers in Canada, for example, so there's definitely a market for the product, although they'll sell first to Alaska farmers.
Right now we have 1.5 to 3 millimeter oyster seed, which is getting close to sale size. All of it is already sold. Deposits are in from Alaskan growers. But in addition to that, we have 4 million 1-millimeter oyster seed to back that up. And we're setting 15 million more tomorrow and 15 million more after that.
After the oyster seed season is over, Zabal says they'll get serious about gooey ducks.
We have Alaskan orders for 120,000 for June. And we already received an order for a million seed, which is $250,000. For delivery in October.
Oceans Alaska had some financial problems in the recent past. They're now operating with a new board, new direction, and a loan from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. Zabal says he understands why some members of the public might be skeptical that the organization will succeed.
Because of the sort of checkered past it had, and that, I don't think it was really their fault. I mean, they did waste a lot of money, but anything pioneering, you end up wasting a lot of money.
Zabal says he's confident, though, that Oceans Alaska will break even in 2016 and then start turning a profit because he believes the oyster and gooey duck markets will grow. In fact, he says it's growing already. Zabal says that Alaska's first gooey duck farm started in Hobart Bay just last year and will be a big customer for gooey duck seed. Zabal says Oceans Alaska will branch out a bit from shellfish in hopes of helping Alaska's oyster farmers even more.
This fall, we'll be distributing to oyster growers basically rolls of string that are seeded with valuable species of kelp. So the oyster growers grow oysters on long lines with trays or bags underneath the long lines. So between those lines, they're going to string these strings and produce a second crop, which is kelp, which is used for sushi and also for medical reasons.
Once Oceans Alaska is stable and profitable, Zabal says he wants to look into yet another product, sea cucumbers. Like gooey ducks, they're popular in the Asian market, and he says they should not be too difficult to rear.
And the guy who's most successful at growing baby sea cucumbers right now feeds them on the waste products of oysters. So oyster poop turns out to be the perfect thing to feed sea cucumbers, so they'll be at the end of the line.
With Alaska's clean water and a global market hungry for product, Zabal says mariculture has huge potential to become a major industry for the region. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.